4 CPA Mobile.
Hello, Abe. How are you this afternoon? It's N0TR.
Well, I'm a little damp, but other than that, I guess I'll survive.
Jump in the dryer, shut the door, and have your wife push the button. That'll take care of it.
We try that, but I broke the belt, so... You ever seen the belt on those things? Just a little bitty diameter belt. Not much to it. But it sure is long.
Serpentine belts, kind of like you do on the cars, huh?
Never put one that long on a car, though. But serpentine belts are good. The only downside is if you lose it, you lose everything. You know? You lose your water pump, your alternator, your power steering. You know? So it's kind of a... put you in a bad spot, whereas with the V-belts, if you were lucky, if one came off, it didn't take the rest of them off, and you just lost one item that I mentioned. So, and depending on the item, you might could drive the car home.
Now, you being the acknowledged expert, and I do acknowledge that, I know back when we had one break on our little Toyota wagon years ago, it had, better than 100,000 on it, I think. It didn't damage anything. But at that time, they were saying if you lost one while you were driving, there was no clearance in the valves or something of that nature, not being a mechanic. And it would really mess up the engine a lot. Are there any cars that way that are just common everyday household cars that would destroy themselves if you lose that belt?
Well, you're talking about the timing belt, and if it's an interference engine, yeah, it would bend the valves if it broke. They do make engines with that aren't interference engines with timing belts. And because I was running down the highway at 65, 70 miles an hour, we were going to Charleston, and it broke at exit 72. On 26, I'll never forget it. So that was, that put that trip to an end. We had to take it back to Greenville, and of course I had to fix it. I worked at Fairway Ford then, so I had it towed there, and that was Friday night, so I started working on it Saturday, and anyway. But they have, interference engines and engines that the valves clear the pistons no matter where the piston is. It could be a top dead center and the valves will be completely open and still clear the piston. It won't bend the valves. So if it bends the valves, you got to pull it and dig it, get in your pocketbook a little bit.
Bernice, I thought I heard something beep like a smoke detector. the daughter called from Michigan about the same time that you were explaining the very end of that day, but thank you, I got most of it. But I thought the serpentine belt, if it broke, would do that, but it's not. It's a timing belt. Now, well, I think most of the timing belts now are chain, aren't they?
So Mazda went back to a chain. I'm not sure the chain rarely breaks. They do break. I replaced one on a Mercedes, and it was an interference engine, and I had to pull the head on it, and it was a straight six turbo diesel Mercedes. It was a big one. And but anyway, I know Moss has gone back to chains, and so if they have, I imagine the other car companies have too.
Well, I think that's the only smart thing to do. But Dave, I better let you go. Good to hear you. I need to run down the hall here and talk to my daughter from up in Michigan. Maybe I'll catch you later in the day. That's interesting stuff. Might have to discuss that some more. There's always room to learn. 73's Dave KB, 4CBA, and 0TR's clear.
Well, have a good day and enjoy talking with your daughter there. N0TR, KP4, CBA, 73.